There's a famous question that's posed concerning Birkas Kohanim. It's supposed originally by the Beis HaLevi. Before Wilson, but it's famous in the name of the Beis HaLevi. So Levi wanted to know, how come when we do Birkas Kohanim, everybody gets up to Tochen? Why don't you just have one Kohen get up, and all the other Kohanim should stand up next to him, they should all pick up their hands, and the one Kohen should say the Bracha, and he should be mighty to everybody based on Shemek Oina. So first of all, it would be much more orderly, that way you don't have to worry about the other Kohanim being off tune. You have one Kohen, you get the best singer, he'll be mighty to everybody with Shemek Oina. So why doesn't Shemek Oina work for Birkas Kohanim? There are many, many answers that are suggested. Some will tackle it does work, but we're going to try to understand a little bit as to some of the reasons why it shouldn't work and some of the answers that are going to touch upon. Really touch on some different issues that have been hopefully you guys been learning in terms of the last couple of Sifim in terms of Birkas Kohanim. So the Beis HaLevi suggests his famous teretz to this question, and he says that the reason why Shemek Kohanim doesn't work is because there's an additional component when it comes to Birkas Kohanim that has to be done by Kol Ram. That the Gemara learns out from Sukkim that it's not enough for the Kohen just to say the Bracha Birkas Kohanim, but he has to say it loud enough that your average person standing nearby can actually hear what he's saying. So since there's a Din of Kol Ram, the Gemara says that the original Din of Kol Ram was said by the Brachas and Klolos by Hagrizim and Ha'evol, and the Gemara learns out of Gzeri Shav and the end of Masech HaSoita from there to Birkas Kohanim. So since Birkas Kohanim has to be done by Kol Ram, so whenever there's a Din of something that has to be done by Kol Ram, it has to be done loud, you can't say Shemek Kohanim. Shemek Kohanim works on Dibur, Shemek Kohanim doesn't work. What's the Bira Dover? Why should this be so? So it's usually explained that what the Beis HaLevi is driving at is as follows. There is a fundamental question, conceptually, how do we understand the principle of Shemek Oina? The Gemara in Sukkah, Naf Lamed Ches, learns out from Sukkah that there's a principle called Shemek Oina, even though the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Navi as the source for Shemek Oina. It's clear from the Gemara that this is a Din Min HaTorah. We rely on it for Kiddush, we rely on it for Pasha Zohar. You're relying on it for many mitzvahs d'oraisa. So obviously it's a din min ha-Torah. Sometimes the Gemara will quote a pasuk from Navi to support a pre-existing din min ha-Torah. The Gemara will explain that it's really halacha moshe m'sinai, and we're just quoting a pasuk almost to allude to the pre-existing halacha moshe m'sinai. So there's no question that the din of Shemek Oina is a din min ha-Torah. So there is a fundamental chakira how to understand how Shemek Oina works. The Shemek Oina work that when the Torah gives us a mitzvah's dibur. Let's say there's a mitzvah of saying same Pasha Zohar. The Torah gives us a mitzvah of Dibur, there's a mitzvah of saying Kiddush and Shabbos. So when there's a mitzvah of Dibur, so the mitzvah of Dibur has to be performed through Dibur. The only vehicle that can be used to perform a mitzvah of Dibur is a mouth, is lips, it's expressing words. So how kind of hocus pocus is this called Shemek Oina? So some Acharim suggest that Shemek Oina is almost like a shlichus type of a halacha. Normally, I can appoint a shlich to do a lot of things. I can appoint a shlich to do the Kaddish and Nisha. I can appoint the shlich to be mafish truma, the shechta from Pesach, but shlichus breaks down when you have a mitzvah shebagufo. I can't appoint the shlich to put on tefillin for me. I can't appoint the shlich to eat matzah for me. For a different variety of reasons why that's true, but otherwise everyone agrees that no shlich is a mitzvah shebagufo. So this is almost the exception to the exception. Maybe the starting point is there's a din of shlichus. Then there's a din of mitzvah shebagufo, and then there's another halacha that if it's a mitzvah shebedibor, and the person is actually hearing. So there is a connection between the Mishalech and the Shalech. The Shalech is Bamish listening to what the Mishalech is saying. So then the Mishalech, or in this case the Motzi, is being Motzi him ke'ei the din of Shalech. That's what Samach Haredim write. That Shemek Oina is almost like a quasi, it's a Chiddush of Shalech. I wouldn't have said it on my own because it's a Mitzvah of a Gufo. But the Chiddush of the Pasuk, the Chiddush of Lach Moshe Sinai is that even though the Mitzvah of a Gufo, it's done b'chiyah gavra, that the Shalech actually hears what the Mishalech is saying, so then it works with Torah Shalech. So that's the case. So then the mitzvah is really being performed with the peh of the Mishalech. We had to zero in and pinpoint where the Maisa mitzvah, where the Pulis mitzvah is taking place. So it's taking place with the dibor, with the mouth of the Mishalech, of the Maitzi. That's one way of understanding Shemek Oina. Then there's a totally different way of understanding Shemek Oina. What Shemek Oina means is that whenever there's a mitzvah Sheba dibor, so the Torah is mechadish to us, with this possible, with this Lach Moshe Sinai, that there are two tracks to fulfill a mitzvah Sheba dibor. Either you could fill it with dibur, or shemaya is ke'oina, that shemaya is another way of fulfilling a mitzvah sheba dibur. It's not that the mitzvah is being fulfilled by the dibur of the mishalach, but rather it's being done with my shemaya. I need the dibur of the mishalach. I need the dibur of the mitzvah. I need someone has to say the words, or else I didn't hear anything. You can't be yotze to be hearing nothing, so you have to hear something. But the ma'aseh mitzvah is really being performed derech your shemaya through your aznayim. So if you had to ask yourself, which organ in the body of which person is the mitzvah taking place. So according to the first biur, it's taking place with the mouth of the medaber. And according to the second shot, it's taking place with the oizen of the shemeh. So it's usually assumed that the Beis HaLevi is understanding the second side. And now it makes a lot of sense why when you're dealing with a mitzvah that has kol rum connected to it, so it's going to break down. So then shemeh koine is not going to apply. If you would hold that shemeh koine means that whatever the medaber says, so based on the rules of quasa shlichos, shemeh koine shlichos, it's mesiaches to the shemeah. So just as the dibur is mesiaches to the shemeah, why can't the kol rum be mesiaches to the shemeah? So I was yaitzei, because since there was a dibur shebo kol rum said one coin screaming at the top of his lungs, so that dibur shebo kol rum now speaks to me, so that's mesiaches to me, and I could be yaitzei, no different than him being mekadesh inisha. But if you hold like the second beer, that shemeah koine means that the mitzvah is taking place with the shmiah, and the chiddush haTorah is that a shmiah is like a dibur. So wait a second, shmiah is like a dibur, but shmiah is not going to be any better than a dibur shelo kol rum. Even something that would halachically be a dibur, even if I would mamish say birchas koinim, if I don't say it loud enough for the other person to hear, so then that wouldn't be acceptable. So you see that dibur is not enough. In order to be yaitzei birchas koinim, you need dibur plus. You have to have dibur plus the added component. The added component has to be a dibur plus kol rum. So shemeah koine from today till tomorrow is not going to assist me to create a kol rum. So that's usually what the bir adover is. That's what the Beis HaLevi said. What he says that you wouldn't be able to be yaitzei shemeah koine, the birchas koinim to shemeah koine, because shemeah koine can create the halachic equivalent of a dibur, but it's going to fall short in terms of creating a dibur shabba kol rum. Is this true? Is this whole shtickle Torah right? Is there such a din? You don't say shemeah koine on whenever there's a din of kol rum. So there is a mishnah in Maseches Bikurim where the mishnah talks about the parsha mikra bikurim. When a person brings bikurim, so they're supposed to also say the words of Rami Yovidavi, the whole long parsha. So the mishnah recalls that in the olden days, so people would come to the Beis HaMikdash, they would say the parsha bikurim and shoy, but not all the farmers knew how to read. So sometimes you would have a very embarrassing situation. The farmer would come, and he would stata, pachka over the parsha. He couldn't pronounce the words properly. It was very embarrassing. So the farmer stopped coming. He didn't want to be embarrassed in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah says, the Chacham is kinu, that he would have the kohen be makri to the farmers. The kohen would help the farmer along. He would be mighty the farmer in order to say the mikra bikurim proper. And even those people who knew that, even the great Tamid Chacham farmers, would have to go along with this. So levayish is misha any idea. That's the same practice we have at Kriyas HaTorah. That's the reason we have Birchas Eiris. We have a lot of practices based on that, that we made up. So low plug. The minute it became a low plug, shlo levayish is misha any idea. So the question is, what exactly was taking place? When they made this takana that the kohen is going to say the Rami Yavi Ravi on behalf of the farmer, what exactly does that mean? Does that mean that the kohen is going to say it and the farmer is going to be yaitzei? That the kohen is going to be mighty the farmer based on shemeah koine? Or does that mean he's going to say it word for word for him? He's going to say Arami, say Avi. Which one does it mean? So the chayrat, that question depends on this Beis HaLevi, because when it comes to Arami Avirami, when it comes to Mikra Bikurim, the din is also you require kol rum. That's what Rashi writes in his Parashat Chumash, it goes from the Sifrei, via Nisa via Marital, Vneshem Lekecha, that's a lashon of kol rum. So if you would just come to the Beis HaMikdash, just mumble the words and nobody could hear you, you wouldn't be yaitzei Mikra Bikurim. So there's a din of kol rum by Mikra Bikurim as well, and according to one pshat in the Mishnah, so it means that you apply shemeah koine. So that, according to those Mepharshim in the Mishnah, those who would interpret the Mishnah to mean that the Kohen was Motzi, the farmer of the Shemeah Koine, so that would disagree with this Beis HaLevi. That would be willing to apply Shemeah Koine even to them that require Kol Rab. So obviously the Beis HaLevi would have to learn the other Pshat in the Mishnah that the Kohen wasn't Motzi, the farmer. The Kohen just said it word for word together with the farmer. I remember many years ago, as a teenager, so I was talking to somebody. I just heard about this Beis HaLevi the first time. So I was talking to somebody on a Shabbos morning about this Beis HaLevi in shul. So we were talking about shemeah koine. So there was a fellow who was sitting in the back of the shul. It was a very fine Talmid Chacham who lived in the neighborhood where I grew up. And he turned to us and he says, "It can't be right what the Beis HaLevi is saying." He said, "How can you say there's no shemeah koine on dinim that require to call Rab?" He says, "Did you ever think about why the Chazal say shemeah koine? Why did they say shemeah kimedaber?" That's all he said to me. And then he walked away. I don't know what he was talking about. I don't know what he was talking about. So years later, I realized what he's probably driving at is as follows. Rashi writes in the name of the Sifrei, via Nisa, via Marta. What's the mock of that Mikra Bikurim has to be Bikol Ram? Because it says, via Nisa, via Marta, and Ein Ani Ela Bikol Ram, that the word La'anos means Kol Ram. Why is that? Because Oneh means, I'm talking to somebody, I'm answering somebody. You asked me a question. So if you ask me a question, and now I want to respond to you. Ani doesn't mean to speak. Ani means to respond. So if I'm responding to you and you can't hear what I'm saying, so that's a pretty lousy response. So the very word, the word in Lashon HaKodesh of Oneh, means to say something b'kol ram. So that's what this fellow was apparently, that's what he was mechaben to 40 years ago when he said to me, he says, Shomea Koine, if Chazal meant to say that Shomea Koine doesn't work by kol ram, that's the worst word to use. Why did they say Shomea Koine? Why did they say Shomea Kimadamer? So they wanted to be meramis to us that Shomea Koine means that Shomea Koine even means even in a state of kol ram, that Shomea Koine works even kol ram against Tol Shtikul Torah by the base slave. That was what this particular person told. So now I'll move the clock forward about 35 years or so. This individual, Talmudist, the Shtikul Torah, passed away. But I didn't even chap that he passed away. I went to be Menachem Avol by somebody, and I didn't even realize that the person I was being Menachem Avol by was the son of this person. I hadn't seen this person over 30 years. And it was the same last name. It didn't register in my mind. So I'm being Menachem Avol, and then in the middle of being Menachem Avol, all of a sudden I realized that I remember the nifta was from 35 years ago. So I started to tell the son who was sitting shiva, I started to tell him over the story. I said, I came, I didn't realize who your father was. And I know you are, I didn't realize who your father was. I'm going to share you a shtikul Torah that your father was meramis to me 35 years ago. He was like so blown away. So I started to tell it to him, and then I stopped because it was a base oval. So I said, you're not supposed to say over a shtikul Torah in a base oval. So I said to him, you know, I owe you the Shtikul Torah later. I don't want to finish. I started to say it, then I stopped myself in the midway. I said, I'll finish another time. So there was another fellow who was sitting next to me, who I didn't know who it was either. And he turns to me and he says, can you finish the Dvar Torah? It's such a good kasha. I said, I want to hear what the end of it was. So I said, I can't say it to you. So my wife elbows me and says, do you know who you're talking to? The person who just asked you to say over the end of the Dvar Torah? I said, no. She said, that's Shweki. Yeah, for Shweki. I've heard his music. I know what he looks like. So he was the one who wanted to hear the end of the Dvar Torah. So my wife said to me, you were so disrespectful to me. I said, I was disrespectful. I told him, I can't say Dvar Torah to Beis Avol. What do you want from me? So then we went downstairs, and he was already leaving. And we missed it. So I saw a wedding a couple of weeks later, so he was singing at a wedding. So my wife told me to go over to him and tell him over the end of the story. He loved it. He was so excited. This Beis Avol with the Shtikul Torah with the cash. And he's going to make a song out of it next time. I guess you like the Koran part. It makes a lot of noise. So anyway, so back to the story. So this Chiddush Gadol of the Beis Halevi that some of the Achmanim didn't like, some of the Achmanim held that Taka Shemek on a woodwork in Yad B'Koram, ultimately it boils down to this original Chakir, what the nature of Shemek is all about. So the Chayim can bring a raya, what Shemek is all about, from one of the basic ABCs of Shemek. The Mishnah says, in the end of the third Baruch Masech Rosh Hashanah, whenever you might see a person with Shemek Koineh, so you have to be a Mechuyah B'davar. many Gemaras. As we proceed through Chelek Beis in the Mishnah Berurah, so when we get to Chizbuch Samazim, it's going to come back a great length. And in order to be mighty somebody in any brach, any mitzvah, you have to be a Mechuyah B'davar. You have to be a Mechuyah B'davar to the same extent that they are, or a higher level. So the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Chaf that if you hold that women are only chayavos in benching midirabban for some reason, according to some opinions, so then the woman can't be motzi a man. So in order to be a mechuyah b'davar, you have to be a real mekoy mechuyah b'davar. So the question is, why do you have to be mechuyah b'davar for? Where did that din come from? Why do I have to be a mechuyah b'davar? The Gemara never explains what the source of that din is. So there's a balamor in Rosh Hashanah that seems to say that it's only a chumah midirabban. So the Rabban said, what kind of chumah midirabban is that? That's a din deraisa. Never heard of such a thing that it's only a derabban. Of course, it's a deraisa. But the Rabban never explains where it comes from. So the Achronim explained that if you hold, like against the Beis HaLevi by Birchas Kohanim, if you hold that Shemek Koine works even on Dinim of Kol Ram, so basically we are understanding Shemek Koine mean almost like a Shlichus type of halacha, that the person who's saying the words on behalf of the Shemek is being Maitzi him, it's like Shlichus, so then I understand why you require a Mechuyah B'davar. It's almost like a Dinim of Shlichus. The Gemara says in Maseches Kedushin, in the second paragraph, that in order to appoint a shliach for something, so the shliach has to be someone who's b'tayras. You can't appoint an Evakanani to accept a get for somebody, because a get doesn't speak to an Evakanani. In order for me to do something on behalf of you, for that action to be m'siaches to you, it has to be something that I'm shayach to, that I'm b'tayras of. So if you hold that Shemekhan is almost like a quasi type of a din of a shlichos, so then I understand why I have to be b'chuy b'davar.
Didn't shlichos happen in another way, though? Isn't person who's listening being the mishaleach, and the guy is being his shliach.
So yes, but the person who's doing the speaking is almost like the shliach. The person who's doing the speaking is like, he's like my shliach. He's almost like, it's like I'm sitting back and I'm I don't want to say the words. I'm appointing you to be my shliach, and what you are doing should be mishiaches to me.
Since when does an actual shliach need to have a chiyuv? Like, why can't I just?
No, so that's the din. That's the Gemara says in Kedushin that I can't appoint the Nebuchadnezzar to be a shliach to bring a get, because the Nebuchadnezzar doesn't speak to him. So the shliach has to be in the parasha. The Gemara says that's a pasha d'svar. You have to be b'teiris that which you're doing a shliach. Okay, this is ke'en shliach. This is not identical to shlichus. So if you understand against the Beis HaLevi, I understand what there's a din of b'chubidah. But if you hold like the Beis HaLevi, so why is there a din of b'chubidah? Why can't any kid, any Tom to get out, he'll say something, and I'm shemei and shem. So Koch, you have to say that when we speak about Shemei Ko'ayna, so Shemei Ko'ayna doesn't mean that I just don't hear words thrown around and I'm yaitzeh with that. I have to hear what's called words of mitzvah. I have to hear Dvarim Shal Mitzvah. So I can be yaitzeh, the din of Kiddush, by hearing a halacha Kiddush. So someone has to create that halacha Kiddush. Someone has to create those words. Words, a halachic entity called Dvarim Shal Kiddush, is not just created by sound waves. It has to be a sound wave Shal Mitzvah. It's like Mashal Ma Davidoyme. The Rambam Sheet is that Tekiah Shofar is not really a mitzvah. The mitzvah is Shemias HaShofar. The Rambam writes that Tekiah is just a Hechet Timtzah. The real mitzvah is the Shemias HaKol. Other Rishonim disagree, but the Rambam presents the mitzvah Shofar Lishmo Kol Shofar. You have to have a Tekiah. The Tekiah is, if you don't have a Tekiah, so you're not going to have a Shemiah. So according to the Rambam, if Shemias HaShofar is the whole mitzvah, what do I care about the key is? What did the Mishnah say in Rosh Hashanah that a woman can't blow and a katan can't blow and a goy can't blow? Why does the about the key have to be a b'chuy b'davar? If the mitzvah is only shemiyah, so what do I care who the blower is? Well, the Achmanim explained that the mitzvah is shemiyah, but the mitzvah is not to hear the vibrations of a ram's horn blowing. The mitzvah is to hear a kol shofar. So in order to hear the kol shofar shel mitzvah, in order to create the cheftza, it's not a cheftza, but it's called like cheftza shel mitzvah, you have to be a b'chuy b'davar. That's one of the tefillin, that's one of the preconditions to create the kol shel mitzvah. So the same is true by Shemei HaKohenim, that even if the Beis HaLevi is right by Birchas Kohenim, that Shemei HaKohenim means that you yates with Shemi alone, but you have to hear something from a b'chuy b'davar, because otherwise that's not considered to be a Shemei shel mitzvah.
Because that's
what the Gemara says, that's the chiddush called afabish yotzei mitzi, because that's called arvus. Since whenever there's another Jew around who hasn't been yotzei his obligation, so I haven't fully been yotzei yet. So I'm still considered to be a quasi b'chuy b'davar in order to create that chalal shem of a kol shel mitzvah. But that's a din d'oraisa that I got to wait till Birchas Hamazon. This is coming attractions later on in the year. Okay. Anyways, getting back to the story. So back to Birchas Kohanim. So the most popular objection to being yotzei Birchas Kohanim through Shemei Ko'ayna is presented in the name of the Beis HaLevi. But there are other suggestions that are given, other achronim have other reasons why perhaps Shemei Ko'ayna is not going to work. So one of the suggestions is given by the Netziv. It's some people have quoted or misquoted, myself included, have misquoted that the Netziv was about Plukta of the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi in his piece, this piece in the Beis HaLevi appears in his parish in Chumash, in the back of Chumash, has a couple of shtickles in Halacha. So he quotes this whole shtickle about Birchas Kohanim, and he writes that there was somebody who disagreed with me. So I had always thought that it was the Netziv who disagreed with him, and I realized that it wasn't the Netziv, it was somebody else. Because the Netziv agrees that you can't be yotzei with Shemei Ko'ayna, but for a different reason. So the Netziv is quoted as saying that maybe the reason why you can't be yaitz in Shemei Ko'ayna is because Birchas Ko'ayna is a chelik of tefillah. So we know all the dinim in Shulchan Aruch that you have to do Birchas Ko'ayna dafke derech tefillah, even though the truth is that minat Torah, you know, it may not necessarily really be derech tefillah. In the Beis Hamikdash, so they would do Birchas Ko'ayna as part of the avodah, so the chamu mesachin, the Birchas Ko'ayna should be derech tefillah. So it could be that just as the regular dinim of Shemei Ko'ayna break down when it comes to tefillah, there are special dinim of Shemei Ko'ayna that are prayer for tefillah, but that's when you have a chazaras hashatz and you have a minyan and you have someone's in a boki, you know, the different sugi dinim of tefillah. But the regular rules of Shemei Ko'ayna don't apply. So perhaps that's the reason why Shemei Ko'ayna wouldn't apply to Birchas Ko'ayna as well. If that's the case, that may only be a din midrabbanan. Maybe min haTorah Birchas Ko'ayna is just like a regular mitzvah shebedibur. So maybe it's like Kiddush and Parshas Zohar. So maybe that whole spot wouldn't be true. Maybe on a level of the rise, you have to check in the tshuva. The tshuva is the tshuva about this.
Well, I can't say that it would work, but there's a special I mean of code, Sivarachu, it's plural, that they should actually bless as a plural.
I mean, there are a lot of times like that, you know, the Torah, you know, it's hard for us to make a drush out of that if we don't have in the Torah Shabbat Peh. You have like by Sfiras Omer, The Gemara Menachah says, "Usfatim lachem loshin rabim." So the Gemara Menachah says, "She takes three lachalecha biyachad." So some Achmarim hold like you. Some Achmarim write that you can't be yet to shemekah ainu by three lachalecha because it's a loshin rabim. Three lachalecha biyachad. So many Achmarim write that that's lahayud v'miyom. There's no such drasha. But the Gemara means there, three lachalecha biyachad means that unlike Sphira for Yovel, where there's a mitzvah just in the basin, there's no mitzvah. I'm a yochid. I don't have to walk around 37th year of Yovel and say, today's the 37th year in Rosh Hashanah to do that. There's a mitzvah in the basin, so Sfarta Lecha is on the Lashon basin. Sfarta Lechem is a mitzvah called Lecha Yachid. How would I be Yaitse Sphira Soimer? I'd be Yaitse Sphira Soimer the same way I'd be Yaitse any other mitzvah, but Dibu Nehme Fishimek Oina. So we don't really find such a drasha in Chazal like that. So then there's another suggestion that, I'm not mistaken, quoting the name of the Adaris. The Adaris was Rav Kook's father. Kook's father, yeah. So he was originally Rav in Europe, and then he left and went to Israel. So the Adaris says that maybe the reason why you're not Yetze Chemeh Kaina is because Birchus Kohanim has another criteria that also is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara Masechta Sota, that Birchus Kohanim has to be Dafka B'Loshon HaKodesh. The sugyas at the end of Masechah Soita, the whole parak of Masechah Soita, that deal with the many, many different mitzvahs shebedibur in the Torah, and some of them are nemarim b'chol lashon, and some of them are nemarim dafka b'lashon hakodesh, and some of them are machlokes. Let's say, for example, the Birchus Kohanim is one of those things that's dafka nemar b'lashon hakodesh, and the Gemara derives it from Sukkim. Or let's say the din of Pashas Chalitza, the din of Mikur Bikurim, those things that have to be dafka b'lashon hakodesh. Then you have other things that can be b'chol lashon, let's say Birchus Hamazik can be b'chol lashon, Kiddush can be b'chol lashon. And then you have some that are machlekes. Kriya Shema was machlekes the Rabbanan. It's all based on psukim. Some psukim say one way, some psukim the other way, and sure. So this is clearly a din min haTorah that Birchus Kohanim has to be said by Lashon HaKodesh. So there it suggested that maybe you can only speak about Lashon HaKodesh when you're talking about Dibor. Can you hear the Lashon HaKodesh? Does that make any sense? I'm hearing the Lashon HaKodesh, and maybe it's not nitvas somehow. Shmi is not nitvas on Lashon HaKodesh. The idea of doing a mitzvah daf with Lashon HaKodesh somehow doesn't make any sense when it comes to Shmiya. So I thought that that's almost reminiscent a little bit of the Beis HaLevi. It means if you hold against the Beis HaLevi that Shemei Ko'ina works based on the fact that everything that guy did, so that's first it registers, the mitzvah registers with his mouth, and then I get credit for what he said in his mouth. So why can't you have whatever he said, he spoke the words, and he said it for Lashon HaKodesh, so he got brownie points, and now those brownie points transfer over to me. So it almost sounds a little bit like the Beis HaLevi's idea that if the mitzvah is really Shmiah, so Shmiah works almost on Dibur, but Shmiah does work on added components, and one of the added components is a component of Lashon HaKodesh. That's what sounds a little bit from this Adaris. The Achronim talk about this Shaila, about a din that appeared, Rabbi Chelek Aleph, Chazar, for those who did this last year. So there's a whole sugya in the Gemara Maseches Brachas about Hirur Kedibur Dami. Whenever the Torah gives a mitzvah of a Dibur, so can you be Yaitze with Hirur? Can you be Yaitze? Just thinking. I'm going to sit back and think about Kriyat Shema. So it's Machlekes Amaroyim Maseches Brachas. And most of the Rishon and Paschal here is Lav Kedibur Dami. And the Rambam seems to say that maybe Min HaTorah, perhaps. According to some, maybe Min HaTorah, Hirur Taka is Kedibur. So there's a question that's raised, according to those opinions of the Gemara and the Rishonim, that maybe Hirur is Kedibur. Would that make sense by mitzvahs that require Dafka Lashon HaKodesh? The guy's going to walk to the base of Mikdash. Okay, Bikur Bikurim is not a good example because Bikur Bikurim has to be B'kol Ram, so it's hard to be Mahar B'kol Ram. Let's say, according to one opinion, according to Rebbe Shita, Kriya Shema has to be B'loshna Kodesh. So, is it Shaykh that Rebbe should permit you to be Yaitzi Kriya Shema B'hirur? Does that make any sense at all? Yeah, so the Gemara has a machlekes amaroyim about how much pshat in that Mishnah. So one day in the Gemara the Mishnah really means yaitzei, and the other day it says you're not really yaitzei anything. It's just the guy's honest, he's a balkarius, nebuch, no choice, let him do that, but he's not really yaitzei. So according to that opinion, that maybe he's yaitzei, would that make sense only if you hold the Kriya Shema as b'chol lashon, or maybe even if you hold the Kriya Shema as b'chol lashon hakodesh? Because there's such a thing called a hearer b'chol lashon hakodesh. So that's almost what the Adaris is almost bringing up. This idea that you find that different Acharonim are putting different brakes on the application of Shemei Akarina, either because somehow Shemei Akarina doesn't work when there's a din of Koram, or Shemei Akarina doesn't work when there's a din of Lashon HaKodesh. This is the same idea that the Rogachev has, a famous word in Hilchos Purim, where the Rogachev suggests that the reason for, there's a minig that many places have, when you get to Aseres B'nei Haman, so the Bakari stops, and everybody says Aseres B'nei Haman themselves, and then the Bakari repeats it. So why do you do that? So the simple pshat is because the Makor is going to say it so fast half the people aren't going to hear him. So you want to make sure everyone doesn't miss a word in the Megillah. So Rabbi Cheva says, no, it's a lamdash of what he said. But since the Gemara Megillah says you have to say the Aseres B'nei Haman B'Neshima Achas, You have to say it in one breath. So you can't have a shmiya b'nishimachas. It means you can have a dibur b'nishimachas, but you can't hear b'nishimachas. You don't breathe with the ears, you breathe with your mouth. So that's also the same type of an idea. It means if you hold that this whole shtickel about Shmei Kohen is not right, Shmei Kohen registers for the Medaber, and then whatever registers for him transfers over to me. So the Kol Ram transfers over, and the Lashon HaKodesh transfers over, and the Shimachas Achol Mikol Kol transfers over. So he's also in that same line of reasoning that somehow Shmei Kohen works on Dibur, it doesn't work on these other kinds of things.
Just because he used the word Shomea doesn't mean it's through the mechanism of Shmiah. I'm saying it's not through hearing. I mean, it's through hearing. It's the Shomea, the person who hears, is like the person saying it. Maybe, but not because he
so that's the Shadow. That's good for the Shadow. Where is the mitzvah taking place? The Beis Halevi and the Adara seem to be understanding, and the Rav Hashem seem to understand the mitzvah taking place in the ears. So the ears is a method to fulfill mitzvah Shebedibur, but you can't use ears to fulfill all these other kiyumim that are added on. Maybe. You hold it the other way, maybe.
So the
Right, right, right. Maybe the Yavid Yavid anyway, I'm saying to get that added kiyum, that lachat chilav neshimachas, right, to get the kiyum neshimachas, that's what the Rabbi Shemek says. So this significance of saying the Beis Kodesh Lashon HaKodesh, whether that's the biur and why you can't say Shmei Kohen, I'm not sure, but Kliyam L'Pligid is a din that you have to say it for Lashon HaKodesh. So that raises a question about sometimes Kohanim get up to Duchanim, so they don't exactly pronounce things 100% properly. So Shulchan Aruch already quotes in the Gemara about that if a Kohen can't differentiate between different letters, doesn't speak Lashon HaKodesh clearly, he shouldn't be Duchanim altogether. So the Poskim are very, very makeup as much as on that, because nobody speaks properly. We don't know how to make the ayins properly. We don't know, other letters, we're not exactly sure how to pronounce properly. So we give him the green light. What do we give him the green light? If he's not speaking authentic Lashon HaKodesh, then he's not being Yaitzei in the mitzvah. So what does that mean? So this seems to be a throwback to a big discussion in the Poskim concerning many mitzvahs. Those mitzvahs that require Lashon HaKodesh, how do you define Lashon HaKodesh? Is there almost like a certain standard? There's an official objective Lashon HaKodesh, and other dialogue, other nuances, other havarot of those Lashon HaKodesh attack are wrong? Is that pshat? Is it really such an official objective Lashon HaKodesh? Nah, Lashon HaKodesh means it's basically Allah Beis Gimel. A Beis sounds a little like a Beis. Gimel sounds like a Kug, like a Zhul, like a Hug, that's close enough. The hey sounds like a hey, the O sounds like an O, it's an O, it's an Oi, it's an O, it's an A, it's an O. It's all the same basic thing. There is no absolute official standard Lashon HaKodesh. So that's what Moshe writes in his Tshuva, as he writes, it's a double pasuk like that you cannot say that there's an official Lashon HaKodesh to the extent that any other Havarot are not correct. He said, Moshe said, if that would be the case, so then we would be in a big pickle in many more serious areas of Halacha than Birkas Kohanim. He gives the Marshal Chalitza. When you do a chalitza, so chalitza, the psuk represents the Lashon HaKodesh. So he says, what? And the Galatiana says the parashas for chalitza, so the Litvak doesn't know what they're talking about. And the Temani says it, and the Moroccan says a different Havarot. In yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, there are many places that have this custom that when it comes to Parsha Zohar, so everybody under the sun gets up and lanes the Parsha Zohar. So a lot of poskim were opposed to that. But Moshe thought that was a big joke. Even Rav Sternberg writes in his Sefer, he thinks it's absurd. It doesn't make any sense. He says that all of a sudden we should say this is the correct Avra, that's the wrong Avra. So why don't you try to follow the minhage of his family, whatever his the way he was trained, whatever it was, how to daven. That's really a different story. But in terms of declaring that, but the Litvisher pronunciation is right and the Galatiana pronunciation is wrong. So there's no right, there's no wrong. The Moshe writes that any language and any dialect of Lashon HaKodesh that is pretty much spoke by a segment of... If a guy walks up and he says, listen, I think the Gimel should sound like Dalits, so then that's not Lashon HaKodesh, the guy's a nut. But if this is part of a general tradition, and this is the way Jews spoke in this place, this is how they pronounce these and these letters, even though it's an O, it's an Oi, it's an Ow, it's an A, it's all basically the same. So if you listen hard enough in Parshas Zohar, you can make out that it's all the same story most of the time. Sometimes it gets a little hard, but most of the time you can make out the same words. So that's all considered to be Lashon HaKodesh. So that's the Parshas Advar now we all pass the Malacha. Otherwise, you can never be Chizkoyan. We have in the same shul, you have 10 Kohanim get up, and each one is saying a different Avaram. So in Potsdam, it's after, if we let that happen. So the Torah says it's all Lashon HaKodesh. We consider it all with Lashon HaKodesh. It's not considered to be a problem. Okay, so at least we touched on a couple of things that appear in the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, some of the nuances of Birkas Kohanim, and some of the potential pitfalls in terms of applying Shemekah to Birkas Kohanim. Okay, stop here.